Please note that some of the lyrics in this podcast are not meant for younger listeners. Hello, and welcome to episode number one of Positive Mutations, a Diva podcast. I am your host, Fountain of Filth. You can find me under that name at the Spud Talk mailing list, on LiveJournal, or on Blogspot. On Alt Van Devo, I'm Pink Pussycat, and on MySpace, I'm Donut Rooter. You can also email me at fof@luckynerd.com. I'm a longtime Devo fan, and instead of lamenting that I can't go to the devotional for the sixth year in a row, I decided that I'm going to make a Devo podcast. One of these days, maybe next year, I'll have the two bars to attend. First up, we have a short track from the very end of Devo Live, The Mongoloid Years. It's from the Halloween 1975 show. It's supposedly called I Need a Chick and Jocko Homo, but I don't hear any of that in there, so I just call it Do It Yourself.
That's what it sounds like when you do it yourself. It just goes on and on and on. You never get off. Just turn that vibrator up all the way, and you never get off. You got a 3-speed vibrator? Turn it on one. Nothing happened. Got a 2nd speed. Turn it on. Nothing happened. 3rd speed. Nothing happened. Just faster and faster. Nothing ever happened. And it sounds like this.
I love the lamentation about not being able to get off despite a 3-speed vibrator. Thankfully, that's never happened to me. Next up, we have a download from the wonderful guys at Boogie Boys Basement. It's from a side project called the Bob One Band. This is from a live show in New York City a dozen or so years ago. It's a great little tune called Broke Dick Blues. You gotta love a man that can play the blues. Next up is my third favorite Devo song, Fountain of Filth. This particular track is taken from Boogie Boys Basement again. These guys are great. It's from the New Year's Eve 1979, New Year's Day 1980 show that was recorded in Long Beach, California. Yours truly was at the January 1999 show where Devo did Fountain of Filth as an encore. Then we got Boogie Boy. I considered myself a very lucky little spudus. Next up we have live 21st Century Devo, courtesy of the New York City show at Central Park in 2004. This particular track comes from somebody who was in attendance at that show, my friend Tim. I love this song. It's a great song to dance to, so enjoy it. This next song, Speed Racer, The Long Edit, is from the That's Good Picture disc and courtesy of a longtime poster to Alt Van Devo, Mr. Cole. Speed Racer is my favorite song from Oh No, It's Devo. I first heard it about 12 years ago on the Greatest Misses album. When I heard the line, "I've got brains and I like sex," something in my soul clicked into place. It's as if Devo granted me permission to be both a nerd and a pervert, something I've been grateful for ever since. Out of all the versions of this next song, Working in a Coal Mine, this is my favorite. I got Now It Can Be Told 17 years ago, right before I started high school. I heard a lot of Devo songs for the first time on that album, this one included. There's a sensual energy in this version of Working in a Coal Mine that's always appealed to me. We'll be right back.
But let's really get to work.
And of course, really getting to work involves Smart Patrol. I'm going to play you a version from The Men Who Make the Music. This is sans the Mr. DNA part, and it's a little bit slower than the normal version found on Duty Now for the Future. Smart Patrol happens to be my second favorite Devo song, and very slowly, but surely, I'm learning it on the bass guitar. I use this version to help me out, as it's easier for me to keep up with.
Comprehends my potential.
This next song will probably be fast-forwarded by a number of you. It is actually a Devo 2.0 song. I'm playing this version of Jerkin' Back and Forth because it sums up exactly how I feel about dancing around to Devo. I feel very fortunate that I was able to dance during one of their sound checks during the LA shows last August. You think it's funny, but what I say is true. The reason that I move like this is all because of you. How very true that is. Here's another one from the Live in Long Beach 1980 show, Be Stiff. I chose this particular version because it is a beautiful example of fan instant karma at a concert. Thanks again to the guys at Boogie Boys Basement for this one. Pussycat is from Duty Now from the Future, my second favorite Devo album. This particular version is found on the Recombo DNA CD and is again courtesy of my friend Tim. One thing I noticed about the artwork from this particular CD is that Mark's quite good at drawing pink pussycats, if you get my drift. I absolutely love the synth in this version. This is a very fun song to dance around to. The bass and the synth kind of take you along into a nice slow groove. Our second to last song, Some Things Never Change, from Total Devo, is dedicated to my husband, Kevin. Total Devo is my favorite album, Some Things Never Change is his favorite Devo song. Kevin used to work with Jim Mothersbaugh at Roland in the 80s, and has spent my entire lifetime learning and perfecting the art of restoring vintage analog synthesizers. He's a kind soul, a great person, a genius, and a very humble person. And I'm very lucky to have him. So, honey, this is for you.
Young men die and the children cry. Why is it always the same?
Our last song is my favorite song, I Need a Chick. This is from Devo Hardcore Volume 2. A 21st century version of the song can be found on Jihad Jerry's new album, Mine Is Not a Holy War. I highly encourage you to pick it up because it is amazing. Jerry calls his songs sonic weapons, and indeed they are. A couple of them have pierced right into my soul. Just like this song did when I was 20 years old. And there you have it, Spuds, the first episode of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Very special thanks go to my husband for all his support and being okay with me slacking off almost an entire day. I am going to get housework done after this. I'd also like to thank my friend Tim, Ronald Cole, and Boogie Boys Basement for the contributions to this show. Please address any comments to fof@luckynear.com. Who knows, if enough of you like this, maybe I'll do a second one. This is Fountain of Filth signing off saying, we're all Devo.